Bar Halacha, Monday night. So, if you've been here the other nights, we're up to the word Hashem. We did Baruch, and we did Atah, and now we're up to the Shem Hashem. Again, we have to talk about pronouncing it properly. Everybody should go home and listen, put themselves on a tape, saying Baruch Atah Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha. Say it a couple times, 5, 10, 15 times, and make sure you pronounce Shem Hashem properly. The most glaring error people make is the Nikud under the Dalid. It's Milara. I mean, it's Baruch Atah Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha. Not on the other two, it's not Milael. But the Iker is on the Dalid. What the Sfardim do with the Nun, with the Patach and the Komatz is an issue discussed by many, many Sfardish Poskim, and that's their problem. Not ours, except in Eretz Yisrael, it's ours a shtickle too, because many kids pick up and get very, very confused. They go to Haredi schools and they pick up the language, which is the Sfardic Havara, but the davening remains Litvish Havara, and then the kids are very mixed up, as I personally hear by Kriyas HaTorah so many times. They don't know what's, they get mixed up. And the truth is, you have to be consistent. So in Shem Hashem, it makes a difference. And again, the Sfardish Poskim can talk about the way they pronounce Shem Hashem, whether it's okay, that's their issue. But we have to worry about, by the Litvashai, what I see is under the Dalit, people either say it with a Shva or a Chirik. That's all the pronunciation of the name. Then there's the Kavana of the name. We ran out of time. I'll just tell you over. Tomorrow night we'll learn the meaning of the name, Mitzvah Shem, Bli Neder. But tonight we're going to learn some Hilchos Lulav, where it's discussing the Nanuim of the Lulav. So you say, Hoidu Hashem ki tov ki dilam chazdo and ono Hashem hoshiyana, and by Hashem you don't make any nanuim. So it seems very Kabbalistic that we don't do nanuim by Shem Hashem. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not so Kabbalistic. We don't do nanuim by Shem Hashem because it'll bother our kavana, the intense kavana. The Shar HaTzion speaks out on the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah speaks out, you don't make nanuim when you say Shem Hashem. Shar HaTzion speaks out, ki be'es amirus Hashem tzorech l'chavein, u'kshe yitored b'ninua, so you're doing something else, you're doing something, lo yichavein, you won't be able to have full kavana. So that's really like, we only wish we had so much kavana that it would be bothered by doing something when we say the Shem Hashem. But that's the amount of kavana you have to have by Shem Hashem. And that's why we don't do nanuim. So you should, you know, so that's indicative of, you know, you say Shem Hashem levatola and you're over an asay. It's Hashem Elokecha Tira. So it's only a short skip and a hop from saying it levatola to saying it without the proper kavana. So tomorrow night we'll learn about the kavana that you're supposed to have. You never heard anyone say adinoy?
Everybody, all these
adinoy. The frumi.